This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Governor Abbott has agreed to debate challenger Beto O'Rourke once ahead of the election. O'Rourke has asked for three debates. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones notes Abbott is ahead of O'Rourke in the polls.
It's normal generally when you have a candidate who has a substantial lead, or at least believes they have the advantage. They have little to gain by debating and lots to lose.
The tentative date for their debate is Friday, September 30th at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley in Edinburgh. The ratings may be low as many Texans could be watching high school football. New York City, which is asking for federal assistance, has received about 4,000 illegal immigrants since May. Texas Border Congressman Tony Gonzalez says towns in his district average that many every single day, and it's bankrupting charities.
Historic numbers of illegal immigrants have depleted the resources for these NGOs.
He says the responsibility of helping illegal immigrants needs to be spread out because right now his border is shouldering the burden. And as for the White House, he says they can help by stopping programs that incentivize illegal crossings. The Inflation Reduction Act includes incentives to buy an electric car, which environmental activists say will cut down on global warming.
Replacing those gas-burning cars with zero-emission vehicles will reduce the planet warming emissions.
That's Luke Metzger with Environment Texas. But the $7,500 tax credits come with restrictions. They would only apply to cars that have a battery built in North America using domestic components. Most lithium comes from China. One trade group says that 70% of electric cars will not qualify. Atoka and Choctaw County game wardens seized multiple electro-fishing devices at Hugo Lake. Investigators staked out the boat the shocking equipment was in and arrested one man when he returned. Charges are pending with the Choctaw County District Attorney's Office. The Southern Drag Boat Association is holding their Grand Prix races Saturday and Sunday, August 13th and 14th. They'll be at Lake Crook in Paris. After deliberating for about 5 hours, a Dallas County jury has convicted Yasser Saeed of murdering his two teenage daughters in a so-called honor killing. He was automatically sentenced to life in prison without parole because prosecutors did not seek the death penalty in the case. Saeed fatally shot his two daughters in his taxi in Irving because he was angry that they were dating outside the Muslim faith. Saeed maintained that he was innocent. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.